Welcome to More Life Now, the radio outreach dedicated to helping you receive more of the abundant life God has given us. Today, Keith Moore is teaching from the Word of God, a message from the series Real Faith. Stay tuned, because at the end of this broadcast, we'll be giving you information on how you can receive a free copy of today's teaching. And now, Brother Moore.
Turn with me in the Scriptures to Romans, the third chapter, verses that we looked at previously. We've been on a new series for a few weeks now that we're calling Real Faith. Real Faith. Romans 3 and 3. It says, "For what if some did not believe? Shall their unbelief make the faith of God without effect?" These are questions. What's the answer to these questions? What if some didn't believe? What does that prove? Well, it proves they didn't believe. What it does not prove is that faith didn't work. What if some didn't believe? Well, then they didn't. And this is just a fact. This is a reality of things in this world. Jesus preached and taught, ministered, demonstrated faith in the Word for at least 3.5 years of ministry. And not everybody believed what he taught. There were times most of his crowd left and didn't agree with what he preached and didn't come back. Now that might be hard for us to fathom, but this is Jesus. Most of the religious leaders, the temple leaders of his day, told their congregations to stay out of his meetings. Stay away from him. He taught error. He was wrong. Some of them even taught their people that he had a demon. Yeah. This is Jesus. Paul. There are people that believed what he preached and got saved and got filled and they started churches. And there are other people that did their best to kill him, paid their own way to follow him around from city to city, cause trouble, create riots. This is the truth. Whether Paul or the master himself, certainly you or I or any other minister, some will believe and some are not going to believe. And what if some don't believe? We don't need to fall off our chair because somebody didn't believe. We don't need to take it to heart and say, well, I can't go on because they didn't accept what I gave them. They didn't accept what Paul gave them. They didn't accept what Jesus gave them. The servant's not greater than his master. So no, I mean, I had to learn that some years ago. Not to take it personal. There was an occasion where the Lord dealt with me. Stayed up most of the night and prayed about some things. And the Lord gave me some instructions for some individuals and an individual. And I shared it with them. Didn't really want to, but I did. And man, they didn't accept it at all. They shut me off like a water faucet. And afterwards, I was like, Lord, you know, I was taking it personally. I was like, Lord, you know, I thought we were friends and this and that. And he said, son, don't take it personally. They didn't accept what I said. Why'd you be shocked if they didn't accept what you said? See, you don't realize, what are you acting like? You're acting like you can get through where God didn't. Now, Lord, I know they're not listening to you, but let me give it a shot. I think I can get through to them. No. You just need to, I know it's not going to make you happy, but don't let it shock you. or cause you to get discouraged or give up and quit. You know some are going to believe, some are not going to believe, no matter what. Some are going to receive, some are not going to receive. Well, what if some don't believe? Well, then they won't. You preach the gospel to every creature. Are all of them going to receive it? No. All of them going to believe it? No. But if they don't, you, what do? You just go, okay, next. You want to believe this? What if they don't? Next. You want to believe this? Because somebody is. Somebody will. And when they do, things are going to happen. They're going to get some miracles in their life. Glory to God. But shall the unbelief of those that did not believe, will their unbelief make the faith of God without effect? What's the next verse say? God forbid. No way. No way. One of the strongest ways you could say it, no way. Absolutely not. Their unbelief does not change God's faithfulness and doesn't change the powerful effectiveness of our faith in God. Now in 1 Timothy 1 and verse 4, it says, neither give heed to fables and endless genealogies, which minister questions, rather than godly edifying, which is in faith. Now the end of the commandment is love out of a pure heart and of a good conscience and of faith unfeigned. Faith unfeigned. Now, this is King James. When's the last time you used the word unfeigned in your normal conversation? Methinkest thou dost feigneth that. Is not how, what did I just say? See, you almost need a translation. In Arkansas, you'd say, I think you're putting on. Right? So sometimes we need a little translation. Feign means pretend. Feign, or we might say fake. Right. Or phony. Pretend. Well, unfeigned would mean not pretend. Not pretend. If there's a faith that is not pretend, what else does that mean? There is a fake, phony faith. There's a phony faith. Now, sadly, there's been a number of people who have backed off of faith. People who years ago, 10 years ago, 20 years ago, 30 years ago, were as strong talking about faith and preaching and teaching about faith and confession and believing you receive and these things as anybody. But over the passage of time, they have seen situations that didn't work out the way they, in their thinking, were endeavoring to believe. And to them, without maybe coming right out and say it, it looks like that faith stuff didn't work. Doesn't work. And so they've been open to something else. Well, there's really only one other thing. And that is, if you're not going to believe that our life and what we receive and what we have and do is tied to our faith, and our believing God and walking in faith, if you don't believe that, there's only one other thing, one other position. That is, it's up to God. Some form, version of it. That it's really up to Him. It's all up to Him. Well, if it's all up to Him, what's the point of you doing anything? I mean, if He's going to do what He's going to do, no matter what you do, what's the point of praying? Because He's going to do. what he's going to do. No matter what you do. That's just not true. Jesus revealed in his life and ministry again and again, he told people, according to your faith, according to your faith, as you believed. That has not changed. That's never going to change. But it is true that what people called faith and didn't get results in, that it didn't work because it wasn't real faith. Sometimes people say, well, you know, I stood and I prayed and I believed and I trusted God and it didn't work. And I don't even have to know any more details to go, no, that's not true. Nobody ever trusted in Him and was made ashamed.
Amen.
Never has happened, never will. There's been a lot of folks, though, that did stuff that they called faith. I've made mistakes. You've made mistakes if you've gone very far along this line. But just because it worked out that you weren't really in faith and you didn't believe, will your unbelief render the faith of God useless, vain, not worth anything? God forbid. Show some humility. Admit you missed it somewhere. Why does it have to be that God let you down? Why does it have to be that faith didn't work? That the word didn't come through? Man, that's a lot of pride. That's a lot of pride that the first thing hits your mind, it didn't work. Well, God, you let me know. Never occurred to you? Maybe something else happened besides God letting you down? No. God is faithful.
Yes.
And faith works. Every time.
Every time.
If you're talking about real faith.
Right.
Real faith. Now, we've already gone through a couple of instances. I believe the Lord's given them to us. Of examples of feigned faith. Fake faith. The first one was imitation faith. Imitating somebody else's faith is not real faith. Secondly, anybody remember what the second one was that we talked about? Presumptuous faith is not real faith. Presumptuous faith. I want to go on to another one today. We want to identify what is not faith. That can help us to realize if we're doing some things and calling it faith, but it's not faith, we'll identify it and go, no, that ain't right. I can't do that. Got to get in some real faith here.
And that concludes today's message by Brother Keith Moore. If you would like a free copy of today's teaching from the series Real Faith, you may call More Life Ministries at 417-334-9233. That's 417-334-9233. Just mention that you heard this message on the radio. You may also download this and other messages from our website at morelife.org, where you will find additional information about this ministry, including an itinerary of upcoming meetings. Remember to join us in Branson, Missouri on Monday, June 4th, as we begin our week-long marriage meeting. Thank you for joining us today, and be sure to tune in next time for More Life Now.